Guardian.
If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say, she asks all...
all of her relatives.
Or her...
folks.
Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but actually I'm...
not related to her.
Here you used her kin?
Kin, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference, like, would you call some people an aunt, an uncle, who really weren't related to
no.
you? What do you call people like that that might be a real good friend of yours and you wanted your children to call them something?
Other than their name?
Yeah, other than Mrs. Mm-hmm. Hicks or something you'd say. But you, why do you call her? Do you ever do things like call her aunt something?
No.
Someone who comes...
In fact, I'm perhaps less formal than that. Some of our relatives, my children are permitted to call them by their first names, you know, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before is called a...
Someone who comes into town and no one has seen him before.
Visitor.
What is he called?
Yeah, he's a...
visitor.
Or a...
comes to town and travel.
Like if someone around here just was wandering around and doing kind of suspiciously, you say, oh, who's that in here?
I can't get the context.
If you went to Europe, and I'm looking for another word here, Dan.
Okay.
If you went to Europe and all the Europeans would say, oh, he's an American, he's a...
foreigner. But I wouldn't call a person a foreigner if he came to Memphis from another city or state.
If he was not accustomed to the ways around here.
Stranger? Was that the words you were looking
yeah.
for?
What is a common name for a girl beginning with M?
Mary.
George Washington's wife.
Martha.
A nickname for Helen beginning with N.
For Helen? That's an N. I don't know.
There's a song, it's called Wait Till the Sun Shines. Have you ever heard the term Nelly?
Nelly, yes. I didn't know that was a nickname for Helen, though.
Yes. Nickname for a little boy named William.
Bill or Willie or William. I've heard those as nicknames.
Who wrote the first of the four Gospels?
I don't know.
It's Mark.
Oh, you're talking. Okay, right. Okay, now. Okay.
Something.
It's
Mark
a biblical.
Yeah.
Okay. I know, I thought you were talking about some special piece of music.
No.
Okay.
There's Mark, Luke, and John, and...
Mark.
Okay, we're going to start with 67.5. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels?